Are y'all with me so far? Yeah, you're with me? Okay. All right. So So when we make the approaches, right? Like Dave has got a acid reflux. If somebody talks to you and tell you they got a disease, if your mental, you know, because we get excited and we go through that thing. I'm kind of skipping around here. But
I'm with you.
You with me? Okay. All right. All right. You with me? You hanging with me? That was Majestic Gills. They ain't hanging. All right. So if your intent, here's I'm going to throw a monkey wrench in here that you need to hear. If your intent is to sell that person that you're talking to get him to buy what you're selling, to get on these products, if your intent is to do that, you're off base, you're wrong, and people feel it, right? Because people join this business. When they join this business for themselves and not us, guess what? They stay in. But we've been taught to manipulate, use fear tactics, sell techniques. None of that stuff works, guys. In network marketing, you do not use any of those techniques because they feel it. So what you're going to do is something that's very natural to every human being in here, is have a heart-to-heart, honest talk with your potential business partner. Just have an honest heart-to-heart talk. Some of us, we've been doing this so long, been phony so long, that it's hard for us to be real anymore. Am I right, dear brother? So all you're going to do is have a heart-to-heart. People love people that are real. And people love people that listen to them. So let's do an example really quick. Is everybody with me so far on that? Okay. All right. So we're going to learn to listen, right? Right? And before we even bring up our, let me put it this way. Before we start thinking about signing them up, what do we need to do with everybody? Qualify them. Everybody say qualify. Qualify them. Now, I don't mean that, you know, you're trying to sneak or see if they got enough money or anything like that. What we don't want to do, guys, is waste their time or our time. So we want to qualify them so we don't spin out wheels with that person, right? All right. So how are we going to qualify them, Brenda? I'm going to tell you just a second. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to qualify you by trying to, I want to find out four or five things. Number one, before we even have the conversation, in my mind, this is what you want to find out. Number one, if you're having a conversation, does Dave have a problem or a challenge or a desire? Does he have a problem or she have a problem, desire, or a challenge? You know, they can say, you know, it could be sick, it could be money. So we're just having a conversation. Now, guys, this is going to be, and let me just say this, and I'll say it again. This, when you're qualifying people, this is going to be in a conversation style. They don't even know that you're qualifying them. You're just having a heart-to-heart conversation with somebody, right? All right, so that's number one. Number two, are they willing to do something about their problem? Principle number two. Are they willing to do something about their problem? Now, here's a big one. Do we have the solution for everybody, Tom? So, and here's the answer to this. What's the answer, Pam? Sometimes you do have the answer, and sometimes we don't. But we've been taught that we got the answer for everybody who's sick or who wants money. And Sabrina, I'm telling you, as I'm standing here, we do not have the solution for everybody. And that's why you get rejected. You've been taught that you got the solution for everybody. We don't. Now, here's a couple of reasons why. Have you ever been talking to somebody and gave them a solution about a car or anything, and they say, well, I'll think about it? So here's the deal, guys. Some people are happy being sick. You ever run into that? They're victims.
Comfortable
victims. I mean, and on trainings on Saturday, I talk about my mother a lot because, you know, my mother, she's dead and gone, bless her heart, I love her. But, you know, older people back then, that's what they did. They thought they were going to get a trophy for who was going to have it the hardest, right? And the girlfriends get up in the morning, girl, let me tell you, you know. But that was their way. And we still have people, we even have young people. So here's the key. There are other people who will just believe in their doctors. Their doctor is Lord and God, and whatever they say, that is it. So here's the key to that, guys. You accept them right where they are instead of trying to change them, because that's where the conflict comes in. But you're sick. You're dying. Do you know? People, we live in a country where people have a right to be sick or die or choose anything they want to. And if you try and change that victimism, if that's the word, they'll get mad at you. You trying to change, take, no, I'm getting my medicine. I only pay $10. I can get my medicine for a month. We use something called love. We love people where they are. Right? And number four is you want to mentally